Welcome to this Sutphen Seminars Psychic Development course. I'm Dick Sutphen, and this short course will teach you not only how to be psychic, but it will provide you an altered state meditation session that will allow you to test your new abilities, and another to program your mind to open psychically. Learning to receive psychic answers really begins with understanding your reason for being here on Earth at this time. First, we all have our individual karma to resolve and dharma to fulfill. Karma is the law of cause and effect. Classically, it's best expressed, as you sow, so shall you reap. The effect of positive or negative deeds is balanced over a sequential series of lifetimes, resulting in perfect justice. Dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A, is your duty to yourself and to society. Karma conditions you, through your experiences, to create the character required to fulfill your dharma. Second, we all share the same earthly purpose, which is to learn to let go of fear and to express unconditional love. To resolve our karma, we must let go of all the fear-based emotions, anger, selfishness, jealousy, hate, greed, possessiveness, guilt, envy, anxiety, insecurity, inhibitions, egotism, malice, blame, resentment, and repression, just to name a few. It's these fears that keep us earthbound, returning lifetime after lifetime. Now, as we let go of fear, we naturally raise our vibrational rate, which is also called our level of awareness. We're all born with a vibrational rate we earned in the past as a result of how we lived our previous lives. How you've lived your life, from your birth up until this moment, dictates your current vibrational rate. If you've lived your life expressing fear-based emotions, you've probably lowered your vibrational rate. But the other side of fear is love. To raise your rate, you must learn to express unconditional love, which is the acceptance of others without judgment, without blame, and without expectations. As we rise above our fears, we naturally open to express unconditional love. And the more we express unconditional love, the easier it becomes to let go of fear. But all too often we forget to apply the non-judgmental attitude of unconditional love to ourselves. We all have two selves, an ego self, which is constantly thinking and judging, and a natural self, which is quiet and accepting. Harmony can exist between these two selves only when your mind is quiet. Only then can you attain peak performance levels in whatever you do, whether it's your work, your leisure activities, or your psychic awareness. You perform your best not when you're trying, but when you respond naturally. In Zen, this is called mugga, which means an attitude of action in which you do not feel that I am doing it. You cease to dwell upon winning or losing. You simply do your best, responding to an inner direction that carries you effortlessly through the experience. This is what you'll need to do to perceive accurate psychic input. For years, I've told the audiences in my seminars, everyone is naturally psychic to a degree. But with practice, we all have the ability to become fairly good psychics. Your mind contains three levels: conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. Now, you're familiar with your conscious mind, but your subconscious mind is like a computer containing memories of everything that has ever happened to you in your current life and all of your past lives.